I'd be very positive, considering how well they've been playing up until the break. Also considering that the squad of players they have and the quality they have, I think overall the quality of the squad would be probably better than the team that probably played in the Premier League 2 years ago. So I'd be very positive, good results. Obviously, Drogheda would be match prepared compared to Harps having played in probably the third week or so. So that's obviously a negative. But also the positive of that is it gives an opportunity to get injured players back on the pitch again. So I think he's got a fully squad this evening. So that's obviously a big positive. And he'll be picking the best team to go out and do the job.
Given that you haven't played a match in 3 weeks, how important is it that you be steady at the start? Because if you concede early on, you could find yourself in trouble in the early stages, Declan.
Yeah, no, I think, I mean, Ollie will be stressing that to the lads before kickoff in regards to starting well and make sure we're competitive and we're giving nothing silly away and, you know, no errors and just do the professional job for the first 15 minutes and just feel your way into the game and then build up the confidence and hopefully the extra bit of quality that you have will shine through either in the first, the last 15, 20 minutes or the first half or into the second half. So that's what he'll be probably thinking. That's his plan. And it'll be the same as well going out to the second half in regard to making sure they start off very, very well. But there's good professional players there. They've lots of experience. They've been there previously, as you mentioned. And that's obviously a big plus for the team going forward. They've been played Drogheda twice. They lost 2-1 in the first one up there. And the last one, they actually beat them 1-0. And they also beat them in front park. So they know that they have the quality to go and hurt them and cause them problems. Yeah, I know Drogheda obviously had a big result against Shells. And I was expecting Shells probably to turn them over the two legs. But they obviously had a bit of resolve and they won. They got through in the end. Obviously, Shelburne, the two players sent off, would probably play it into Drogheda's hands. But still, it's a big result for them. Expecting a big atmosphere tonight with the Drogheda at home. Obviously, I think there's 200 fans coming up from Harps fans, which will add to the occasion, will add to the atmosphere. So that all plays it well into the Finn Harps pathway. And I am expecting a positive result, whether that could be a 1-0. I expect it to be very tight overall. And hopefully we can get either a 1-0 or I'll take a draw now probably if you're asking me, but then again you could be up in the match and you could miss chances, and so it just depends on how the game goes, but you're looking for a big positive result and take them back into Finn Park and do the job over the two legs.
Yeah, it is going to be hard in the first leg playing away from home, but if you were to suffer defeat tonight, which can happen, and we've seen Drogheda lose out to Shelburne in the first leg and bounce back in the second, would a 1-0 defeat be such a bad result for Harps?
No, I don't think so. Actually, if you remember down in Limerick, we lost 1-0 as well. And there, you know, when we came back and we overturned it over the two legs, and that was playing against a Premier Division team. So, again, you never know. I mean, what we do have is we do have quality going forward. Our squad is, as I said, it's bigger. It's a bit more quality in it than that. And I would think it's probably as good a team as we had in a long, long time. So I expect all those pluses to come to the core, to the fore tonight and for them to play well. Obviously, you're expecting maybe a wee bit of rustiness at the start, but these lads are professional lads. They've been training hard. This is what it's all about. They've been playing at the elite level and playing in big games. And this is a big game for every player in the club going forward. And we'll be looking for a really good professional performance. Maybe get a sneak a 1-0 or a 2-1 happy days and bring them back to Finn Park.